I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Right after emails on our question, Men's Room blank style, a plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Oh, crap, phone just dropped down. But we are supposed to be talking very shortly to a guy named, Mick Fleming?
Yep, and he was on the Grand Princess for a while.
But I'm reading about this now, right, in case you did not know. All right, so the Grand Princess cruise ship, it was in limbo off the California coast earlier this month. The ship carried 3,500 people. It had been idling about 10 miles off of Northern California coast before finally docking on March 9th. At least 21 people aboard. That'd be 19 crew members and 19 passengers. They were confirmed to be infected after the onboard testing. But the rest of the passengers, they were taken to Travis Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, what was that? It was a 14-day quarantine. The thing was, a lot of people were trapped on this boat for a very long time, and they were not happy about it. But we have a guy named Mick Fleming who will be coming up on the show shortly to at least tell us the inside story of how that went down and how
that
went.
Did not sound fun at all.
No. Yeah,
he's used to the quarantine. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Don.
Don, are you there?
Hola.
Hola.
So, Don, what'd you have planned?
Bowling, man. My bowling leagues and tournaments are all canceled.
What do you enjoy more, the league when you're hanging out with your buddies or the tournaments where you're really competing?
I love the tournaments, but typically don't drink as much, so the weekly leagues are not right. Coming back. That's a good time.
Okay. And where do you guys travel to?
Well, let's see. Last year, Nationals were in New York. This year, they're supposed to be in Reno. Had a regional tournament coming up over in Yakima. So now I'm just sitting here with 18 bowling balls gathering dust.
Are you on a professional level? Are you close to that?
I was on a pro level. I had my PBA card, and I was bowling regional PBA tournaments. But blew up my bicep and my rotator cuff at Nationals back in 2016. So
damn,
was that one throw that did that to all of that?
Yes, it was.
What was it, like a 7-10 splint that you're really trying to get? I mean, how in the hell did you whip that thing out so bad?
Well, actually, was rolling really, really well. Kind of went in my head, and I just fired that thing down there for that last shot, and it just came apart.
How many 300 games do you have?
5 of them in the books.
Ring or watch, what'd you pick?
I went ring. The USBC, our sanctioning body, change the rules. You only get one ring no matter how many 300s.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap. Look at Tom Brady. He's got 6 rings.
No, Tom, we're only going to give you one.
Right, exactly.
We'll just put 6 stones.
No, that's
come
not
on,
like,
man.
That's not how you do that. Yeah. Come on, PBA.
That's not right.
Put your stuff together.
You can afford it.
What the hell's wrong with people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll beam our satellites to, as we said, one of the people that was aboard the Grand Princess cruise ship for what seemed like 1,000 days. Hello, Mick Fleming. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Mick Fleming is home now.
Mick Fleming, your name is like the last thing I'd ever order from McDonald's.
Why not?
The Come Mick on, Fleming. Man.
Tell everyone about your lovely cruise. How many ports of call again?
Well, it was supposed to be four. We did the three Hawaiian Islands, and then they cut us from Mexico. We're supposed to stop in Ensenada on the way back, but that got put on hold, and quarantine happened right after that.
Now, how do they explain this to you on a cruise ship? Because, I mean, I don't know if you have the same access to the TV networks we do where we're getting news. I mean, does an alarm go off and they say, man, get to your cabin, we'll explain later, or what?
No, it started off pretty mellow. When they found out that the elderly fellow passed away on the cruise before us, that's when everything went kind of crappy, and they started suggesting quarantine. It was suggested at that time. The people that were on the cruise, some people bumped and stayed on the cruise, on our cruise, that was on the one before that. They were supposed to be quarantined. A couple of them didn't stay in because, you know, us smokers are hell hanging out together. And
oh, yeah.
You know, we see this dude from Chicago up there, and we're like, hey, what the hell is he doing up here? He's supposed to be in quarantine. And then we kind of saw the writing on the wall, so that's when you run down to the duty-free shop and buy a couple cartons of smokes and make sure you're covered. And anyhow, yeah, within a day or two, we were all quarantined at that juncture.
You're quarantined.
But,
now, your
smokers got to get out.
Quarantine meaning what? You're confined to your individual cabins?
Correct.
Now, did your cabin have a balcony? I've done one cruise in my life. I was thankful enough to have a balcony, and I say this because, like you, I'm a smoker. And I know this, oh, you can't smoke. What, you're not going to arrest me and kick me off the ship. I'd be happy if you did. Did you have a balcony, or were you in an airtight room?
No, we had a balcony stateroom, which, thank God.
Yeah.
But
so what were you?
All the other people that didn't have one, obviously, they were stuck. And my wife's family was all on the cruise as well, and they're from the Midwest, from Wisconsin. And so her sister's in a little tiny room with her husband and two little kids. And we told her, hey, just tell her you're a smoker, because all we had to do was call for an escort, and they would take us down to the casino, and we could walk around, and we could smoke.
So you could go down to the casino as long as you had an escort. So in other words, the casino on the ship remained open.
No. Everything was closed.
Okay.
But they would take it, because you can smoke at casinos.
I see.
But now, wait.
Correct.
Did any non-smokers, you know, who give us the stink eye for smoking, any of them ever lie and say they smoke just to get the hell out of the room?
That's what they should have done.
All right. What about food? All right, and that's part of these trips. They only have so much food for the actual cruise as far as...
Right.
They're not really prepared for you to sit off of the coast for a couple weeks. So how do they feed you? Did they knock on your door in the morning and give you just rations for the meals, or how did that work out?
Yeah. Well, when we got down to full quarantine, then yes, the meals were delivered to our rooms, and they were full meals. Obviously, they weren't the best, but... Hey, food is food.
Better than nothing in that situation. How about if I want a beer, Mick, could you order like a couple drinks or anything like that? Could you get a six-pack of beer?
Oh, hell yes.
All right.
Okay.
So it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Hell yes.
Well, wait, what else did you pick up from the duty-free? Because if you're like me as a smoker, there's a good chance I'm grabbing some whiskey, beer, and other things they have there.
Well, you know, then God damn it, I screwed up there. So I bought a couple cartons of smokes, seeing what's going to come down the line.
This is your first quarantine, you know what I mean?
I'm drinking whiskey on the boat, but I'm not going to drink whiskey at home. So it's like, I'm not going to buy a jug. So if I would have known we were going to be shipped all over hell, I would have bought a jug.
How long did you think you'd be in quarantine when they first announced it?
Oh, Jesus. They didn't give us any information. We had no idea of nothing.
Okay, how many days were you out there initially when you were in Hawaii until they said, no, Mexico, we're going to turn back for the coast? How many days were you already out there on the boat?
Oh, let's see. That's a good question.
Was it like 5 or 6?
All my days are running together. We were out there for the first week. It was a 4-day cruise, 4 days at sea. We got to Hawaii, did 3 days there, 4 days there, I'm sorry, 4 islands. So after that, we were on the ship for about 13 days, I think.
So after that, so then you had an additional week on the ship while you guys were sitting off the coast of what, Oakland?
Yes. Well, yeah, because when that all came down, then San Francisco wouldn't let us back to port. So all we did was circle around out in the ocean for, like, gosh, a few days. And then Oakland let us in. And then we sat there, and that was the hardest part for me and my wife, is because I'm sitting there staring at land, and I can't get off the damn boat.
And how many days are you looking at the dock and watching also people get off?
5 days.
But people are getting off the boat, and you really don't know why those people are allowed off the boat and why you're not at this point, I'm guessing, right?
Well, what they told us, okay, so we're in Cali. There was 900 people from California there. So all the California people were supposed to unload first, and they were going to Camp Pendleton and Miramar. And then the other military bases were Texas and Georgia.
So those people are going there for a 14-day, two-week quarantine before they're even allowed to go back home, correct?
Yes.
That was my throat. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was a reverse burp. Just ignore me. So what kind of information,
Here's what happened with the with all that that didn't get in the news. So they're all like, okay, California's getting off first. The rest of us are going to be dispersed. But we've got people from all around the world on this ship.
Sure.
So we made friends with a bunch of people from UK and all around the country as well. So here's what happened. So the very first day we get to dock, Canada says, oh, hell no. And they send a transport in right away and pick up their people right out of the gate before the Californians even got off the ship. I'm like, what the hell? UK, the very next day. We didn't get off the ship till Thursday, and they still had Californians on the ship. I was like, what the heck's going on here? And that's when we started reaching out to the news media on the boat, because we weren't going to do that at first, but because we knew it was going to be a news frenzy out there on the
boat. Of course. Yeah, I think you guys were on Como, weren't you? Were they the local station?
Yeah, my wife was.
Okay.
Now, did you guys have access to the news while you're on the ship? I mean, could you flip on whatever the local cable news channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And were they reporting on your ship? You know what I mean?
Like, did it feel accurate what they're reporting to us versus what you knew to be true being there?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, and that's why I just told you guys about the Canadians and the UK people, and all that was garbage. And they fed us good. That was wrong. Everybody was fine. There was no pandemonium on the boat. None of that garbage.
Okay. Well, see, that's good to know.
Everybody was good.
Well, let me ask you this. So you get off the boat. Now, what, do you just jump in a plane and come home and everything's fine?
No, we get off the boat finally after 5 days, and then they herd us into a bus, and then we get a police escort all the way through Oakland, which is kind of cool.
Well, it's Oakland, dude. I don't think that made you special. They're like, look, you're in Oakland. We're just going to give you a police escort.
And where were they taking you, mate?
No. They all thought we were lepers.
Oh, of course.
So where do they take you to on the bus?
So they took us to Oakland Airport, and then we had a chartered 737 there. And then after CDC went through all their tests with us and temperature taking and all that, they gave us a bag lunch, put us on the ship, or on the plane rather, and took us to Miramar.
Oh, so then did you begin your quarantine?
Well, then we did another quarantine there for, I believe, 5 days. And every day they kept saying, Washington's going to send you home, Washington's going to send you home. And then nothing's happening. So I get off the ship, you know, drinking and smoking, and then all of a sudden I go to rehab. It's like, what the hell?
Mick, I'm glad you're home safe, man. Thanks for sharing your story with us. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Our question, men's room blank style. I plan to do blank until this crap happened. And here come those emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
All right, guys, I had planned on going back to work after 7 months off. Back in August, my son was diagnosed with leukemia. I immediately stopped working. Since his bone marrow transplant, I've been counting the days until he's healthy enough for us to return home and me to go to work on May 1st. Now I have to wait a little longer, and his quarantine is even more strict. That from Rose in Tacoma. It should be, based on the fact of all the stuff that he went through, Rose.
Yeah.
Nice work on taking care of your boy there. Hi, guys. Dave in Tacoma. Every year, my buddy and I drive to Reno, Nevada to watch March Madness, drink, and gamble, often all three at once. My sports bets normally cover my entire trip. Well, on the way back, we stop in Portland and then tear up the breweries and sleep it off in a dive motel. Only bright spot might be that my vacation was already in, so I've been off this week, and my job is shutting down tonight at the local Chevrolet dealer. The fact they're closing doors on Friday and not a Sunday says a whole lot about the state of my business right now. Stay frosty, guys. I plan to go to Emerald City Comic Con 2020 until this crap happened. It's been postponed until August of this summer. But if this doesn't clear up, may not happen. They are supposed to have Karen Gillan from Doctor Who, Guardians of the Galaxy, Amy Jo Johnson from the Pink Power Rangers, all kinds of guests stopping by, Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. Thanks, Beer Virus of Misery and Doom. Jesus. from Rainier in Bremerton. Let's see here. As far as the birthdays goes, guys, our little girl is 1 year old today. How about a little kid fish sandwich? Love, Mom and Dad. Uh-oh.
We got him.
All right, thanks, guys. Stay safe. Love from the Rockslinger Dave in Victoria, British Columbia. Guys, today is my wife's 25th trip around the big ball of flaming gas. I listen to you guys every chance I get, and even though my wife laughs her ass off when I share episodes with her, she gets irritated by how much I interrupt whenever it is that she's doing something. So today, I wanted to irritate her a little more. Can we get a Suck It Up cupcake and a big old bong hit? Thanks, guys, and stay classy. That from Mr. Rogers.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Guys, my brother-in-law, Scott Jones' birthday is today. He lives in Portland, Oregon, loves the show, listens on KGON. How about a big old barbershop fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans to make his day? Thanks, guys, and happy birthday, Scott. That from Jason.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, tonight I do not want you to scream, but I'm going to use your butt as a boxing glove.
Ja, Sie können gerne den Unterbauch eines Faust lecken.
Guys, today's my awesome husband's 28th birthday. We're supposed to take a nice 3-day weekend out to the peninsula to celebrate, but along with everything else, it has been canceled. So please help me make this day extra special with the Dirty Germans talking about electric vehicles. Happy birthday to Scott. That from Brittany.
Yeah, I did not know they started calling sex toys electric vehicles, but you know, you call it what you like.
Ja, du kannst gerne mein Prius anfassen.
Oh, bitches, happy birthday to Kevin. Can we get some turtle wax with your penis is too small in the paws and the Dirty Germans letting him know what they're going to do with a man who's 6'8" tall on his birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Andy.
Drop the beat.
Ooh, 6'8". Yeah, you are like a giant 6-foot sub. Then you know what you find on a sub? Semen.
Ja, du bist so groß, du kannst es selbst lecken.
I want to know. All of it is, it's my 34th birthday today. I would like some turtle wax, whether you like that in the pause, and Robin's in the second one. Thanks, guys. That from Dan.
Schweinefleisch.
Patola's turning 34 and sucks with what's going on. Would love some Coach Ted, but probably not going to be there. So, could I get something uplifting from Miles and maybe some gets from Thrill Shotgun in the mix? Keep on rocking. That from the paratransit driver, Kevin.
Get!
Sure, Kevin. Remember those days when you could just leave the house when you and your significant other had a maybe a little dust up or argument? Yeah, those days are over. Hello, friends. This is the 36th anniversary of the day my son Joe came into the world to brighten my life. He has a wonderful, warped sense of humor. You all would appreciate it. And given the state of the world these days, the self-imposed quarantine makes it difficult to celebrate the day that he deserves. Please include him when you sing your happy birthday song. That would be great. Thanks for all you do. That from Shelley. Give me your penis is too small. Probably change the cyber photo. All of you people, my sister Sarah turns 36 today. Can I get a blend of turtle sex to commemorate the time we rescued a baby turtle crossing the street on the Cape? Thanks,
this
Vicious,
should remind you of that moment
from her little bro Danny.
It's like the worst porn ever.
Guys, can you make some jokes about Tammy's birthday today? Because she bummed it. Didn't fall on the first day of spring like she usually does because it's a leap year this year. Muchos gracias. That from Mike. How about a barbershop fish sandwich for Tammy on her birthday?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
You said that's for Tammy?
That's for Tammy, yeah.
Tammy, for your birthday, just so you know, we are going to get the, we're going to pay for the second tattoo removal of the unicorn on your boob. And, because you're a Tammy, we know what you like. We got you three cartons of Pall Mall cigarettes, filterless.
Vinges, I want to ask a happy birthday shout for our coworker, Gatorade Lisa, who turned me on to you gentlemen a few years ago. Lisa has met Ted a few times. I'm not sure how many trips around the sun she's had, but can you give her some of Thrill Shotgun Gets, a Suck It Up Cupcake, and the Dirty Germans talking about the birthday girl in Gatorade? Keep on rocking. That from Ken.
Get.
So, suck it up, Cupcake!
Yeah, I have a new Gatorade flavor for you to pour down your throat. It's called Man Yogurt.
Ja, denke Sie daran zu hydratieren.
Yeah.
Guys, today is my son Scott Blackburn's birthday. 7 years ago, you guys did the shout-out in the shot of the day for his 21st birthday.
He got a shot of the day?
He got a shot of the day.
The hell makes him so special?
Well, because he was 21 years old, he was going to enjoy his first Men's Room Original Red.
It's that easy, okay.
Legally. By the way, Elysian Brewing is shipping Men's Room Original Red right now. Go to ElysianBrewing.com. They will send it to your home. Get the 15-pack. Get a few. We've instructed them, by the way, to send six down here in case we have to go to Steve's house.
And one for this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. That from Mike. Give me your penis is too small, if we could, there for the. Hello, gentlemen. Wobbin. My brother Greg turns 47 today and still laments the fact that he never joined the Greek Navy. Can the Dirty Germans, with Miles channeling Ted, fill him in on what he's missing? Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful. That from Tim in Rochester, New York. My first attempt at being a Dirty German. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, what do you miss in the Greek Navy? You won't need as many toothpaste to get all the hair out of your teeth.
Yeah, Greek semen, like Greek yogurt.
Yeah, leck das Stachel Schrein, wie du weißt, wie.
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra emails here, guys, in crazy times. Just wanted to give a shout out to someone. I was pumping gas today in Federal Way, and while a woman waited patiently behind me for her turn, after I finished refueling, she approached me and offered me a hand sanitizer. Since she saw I was barehanded, she said, "I heard gas pumps are the worst." Her car clearly had been through the ringer, and there may have been even kids in the back, but she shared her supply of sanitizer with a stranger.
You think it was sanitizer.
Remember, there are more good people in the world than bad. To the woman in the Freddy's fuel line today, you're one of the good ones. In hindsight, just want to wish that I could have done something more to say thanks and be safe. That from Vic down in Tacoma.
But instead, he squirted her with gasoline and said, "Don't you ever talk to me again."
Shout out, guys. As far as the subject is coming to the islands, and specifically Hawaii. Shout out to you guys. Hope Ted is feeling better. Just want to tell you, do not come to Oahu or any other island right now. Please stay home. There are still plenty of tour buses here filled with asses who think that this is safe. The S is shutting down. No need more to come here, guys. Not for the time being. That from Sean, who's stuck on Oahu.
Oh, man. Probably, I must probably he and Evangeline Lilly.
Subject, how are you?
You know, I'm doing all right, man. I got to be honest with you. In spite of all the weirdness going on, I'm not feeling bad.
From yesterday's question, how are you? I was on doctor ordered quarantine for the past week. I'm free now. It just seems to me you're looking out for us, but was wondering, how are you guys?
Are you all okay? Not to be the stalker, but I care, and you seem like you care. Robin, how are you doing, by the way? Are you doing okay?
Just drinking, you know?
Yeah.
Have you found toilet paper?
Yes, actually. Okay. But they rationed it at that store, one pack per person.
Four pack?
It's a six pack.
Oh, okay. It is a six. Not bad.
I'm good for at least 2 days.
During the break, Robin said, thank God we can still come to work.
I know.
I said I'm right there with you.
All of us. We're like,
Mike, how are you feeling? You doing all right?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing all right, man. A little tired, but I'm okay.
You should be happy. You don't have to wear suspenders at your damn wedding.
That's right. I'm ecstatic.
That is a weight off your shoulders.
Is your fiance, she's still sick?
She's losing her mind. Yeah, she's getting better, but again, same as a lot of other people. She's just kind of self-quarantined herself. Just kind of, she's off in the other side of the room.
We appreciate you bringing that in here to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Every
my
single
pleasure.
Day.
How fun is it to go home and know you have a fiance who's stressing about canceled bachelorette parties, potentially having to push back a wedding day, has to suffer a defeat on the suspenders, and perhaps has the coronavirus. That's got to be a freaking joy to walk in that door. It's like Disneyland.
I am out of tequila.
Oh, you are?
Okay. I think we understand what's happening.
But at least you guys, you don't have to wear suspenders. So that's a high note there. Betulas, since the whole month of April ends up on 420, I was wondering if you guys were possibly considering doing Weed Week for the whole month of April, since it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I know how enthused you guys are with your weed already. So what would be the damage if you guys just did it on the air for the whole month to celebrate your hobby, as well as about 80% of Washington? Cheers, bitches. That from Lauren. Lauren, you know,
you can't like get high on the air. You have to get high and then show up to work. See, it's very subtle differences. You
know what you're doing there. You know what? I'm not sure as far as Weed Week goes this year. We might have to keep it together in here and give information that's a little bit more serious.
That's a really strong point.
You never know.
Hey, so, there are not a whole lot of people in here.
And trust me, Lauren, when we get home, I mean, every one of us in here is just getting absolutely blazed. We're so fried by the time we leave here because this isn't our typical show. That I mean, we're brain dead. Like.
This is weird. It's a different thing.
I'm not just saying that. It's just you're just tired, and you know all you want to do is get high. And in my case, watch Esses Creek. You know what I mean?
That's what you do.
Yeah, pretty much.
I get stoned, crack a beer, and listen to the kids tell me stuff I didn't ask.
Right. This says thank you guys. It's been a rough few weeks in public health, but
it's
I can always
funny,
catch you boys
bombing
at a time when I need a laugh. High stress and anxiety rule my world these days, so I look forward to the simple things like Ted giggling or Mike's wheezing or either. failing attempts to talk over their own laughter. I also look forward to Wobbin's amazing feats of trying to bring some decency into the show, only to completely fail, but join in and laugh about it. I also look forward to Miles' slide flute solos and the way he says, "Ah, God," when Eastwood comes on the phone. And I look forward to Thrill, who makes me laugh constantly, whether he's making a valid yet hysterical point about something or simply pressing the wrong soundbite button.
Oh, good.
Your careers are important to us these times. More than you know, you guys keep us informed, try to bring light into our dark days. And that, at least to me, is of the utmost importance. So thank you, guys. That from Emily, who works at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So,
yeah, Emily, shut up.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, man, it goes both ways. We are more than happy to be here, believe me on that. So as long as people are still interacting, man, let's just do it, right?
Yep, that's absolutely right. Okay, here, let's go back in time. I think we need to go back in time, Steve, to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. It's open cut. Let's go back in time.
Time.
Cool.
Silly Sandy sips on Shandy, sitting on Sandy's shore. Sipping Shandy, feeling dandy, cut a lime and drink some more.
Three times fast.
Silly Sandy sips on Shandy, sitting in a sandy shore. Sipping Shandy, feeling dandy, cut a lime and drink some more.
One.
Silly Sandy sips on Shandy, sitting on a sandy shore. Sipping Shandy, feeling dandy, cut a lime and drink some more.
Two.
Silly Sandy sips on Shandy, sitting on a sandy shore. Sipping Shandy, feeling dandy, cut a lime and drink some more.
Oh. Big win last time at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you have a Ted versus the FCC? What a long night that was.
We'll go, as we do every night, you know, we tuck the show into bed, but we say, guys, Me and Miles have to stay up a little longer. So finish your hot cocoa. Again, we have to keep Ted in the plastic bubble in his own room. But
yeah, we got a chance to talk to Ted yesterday if you missed the episode. And he is in home quarantine. Doctor said the best thing to do is, until this thing breaks, wait until that final episode and then wait about 72 hours before he decides to go out. So, but he seems in good spirits. Obviously, Ted is by himself in his apartment. So, as we would like to do, reach out to Ted on Twitter. Reach out to him on his Facebook page. If you have his personal phone number, give him a call, because we know how lonely Ted is. He's pacing back and forth in his apartment. So if you could just reach out and make sure he's okay.
He'll appreciate it.
Yeah, and tell him that Miles and Steve sent you. And Mike Hawk. As Mike's going to do his Ted versus the FCC today. So Ted might as well do something at home, right?
And I will say this. Knowing that Mike was filling in for Ted versus the FCC, you know, Mike does not ask a lot. He made one request today. He just said, look, man, whatever it is, it just makes me uncomfortable. Please, can it not involve... So we have a lot of recurring characters with the tongue twisters. He said, could it not involve a guy who goes by the name of Digger Nick? And Miles, yes. You went through a lot of trouble to make sure.
Well, that was that the one. Mike that was the one that we. That was one of the ones that we wrote last night. So we had to scratch it.
But we didn't want him to be uncomfortable. Yeah.
So, but on, you know, okay. So we come in today when we did get a listener submission for Ted versus the FCC.
Thank God.
And it goes something like this. And you're a professional. You know what I mean? You're an auctioneer. You can read stuff fast. Sure. This is not a big deal. But this one comes from our good buddy Turd Ferguson. Turd Ferguson sends this Ted versus the FCC, and it goes something like this. Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks, the way we do Ted versus the FCC. Oh, Mike, is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast with your big black clock.
All right. Thank you, Turd Ferguson. Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clocks.
Lollipop?
Three times fast.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black coffee-colored clock with loosely locked lollipop clock.
One.
Mike Hawk has a big black coffee-colored clock. Mike Hawk docks his big black...
Oh! Oh, you're a loser, but you gained 3 inches in length and girth.
I think you're lying. I think you wanted to say that.
Well, there's a loss. But his penis got bigger.
I had no idea about that.
You are listening to the Benjamin Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so a couple notes here real quick before we get to Mike. This email comes in as far as hiring is concerned. It says, Ola Bacholas, I've been a member of the United States Postal Service now for 22 years. In these trying times, the UPS is an essential service, so the company is always hiring anyone and everyone from drivers to package handlers, especially in your affiliate cities. Anyone interested can head to upsjobs.com to find where and what jobs are available. Stay beautiful, gentlemen, and Wobbin, that from Craig in Dublin, California, listening on the radio.com app and on 98 Rock in Sacramento. Here locally, this is very important. This is very important. If you're looking for a place to stay, a lot of the hotels obviously have shut down, but you might need a room or know someone who needs a room. It says, Ola, the men's room team, our beloved bartender, Richard Monty, let us know that we should reach out to talk to you about Jimmy's on Broadway. We are one of the last hotels on Capitol Hill that has not shut down operation. We could use all the help we could get. Thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts. By the way, Jimmy's on Broadway, the restaurant, remains open 7 days a week from 7 a.m., including breakfast, to 9 p.m. for takeout and room service if you're staying there. They accept to-go orders through Postmates. So again, Jimmy's on Broadway. The hotel is open. If you know anybody that needs a self-quarantine, needs a room, and from out of town, can't get out, that is definitely an option.
And I've been to Jimmy's restaurant several times. I recommend it. By the way, Miles, you've been going on all day that Elysian, they'll deliver beer directly to your door, right? Ask for Minjum Red, whatever you want. So someone here says, hey, we just got some beer from Elysian. Great service. Got the last of the men's room gold.
Oh, really? Nice.
So whoever you are, just know people don't like you for that reason.
Yeah. And if you are stuck, one more note here. Pagliacci Pizza is, or Pagliacci, is open for pickup and delivery at all locations. Stores are still serving to-go slices, so if you just want to pop in and get a slice of pizza, you can do that. They have expanded their weekend delivery. It will start now at 11 a.m. and last till whenever on Saturday and Sunday. Those include all the locations all over Seattle and the West Side. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Adele. All right. Coming up in 5 minutes, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. If you need help, just ask. A new survey asked 6,000 Americans if they'd be willing to go grocery shopping for a neighbor or friend who's at high risk and can't go out. And of the people who aren't, high risk, 86% said yes. People are ready and willing to help.
Well, I'm in the 14%.
Screw it. Staying home. In Brazil, they've been using a huge projector on the Christ the Redeemer statue, so it's lit up with flags of countries from all over the world.
Huh, okay.
Showing some support.
Except they're bragging about that fishy coat. It was this big. You never noticed that, Mike? That's a humble brag. That is a humble brag.
Damn.
I assume he's talking about a fish. There's only one other thing.
Lord almighty. Okay, moving on. Also, businesses all across the country have been handing out toilet paper to people who need it. Since no one's going to work, they don't need it around. Three little old ladies in the UK are riding out the crisis together in one of their apartments. Now people are comparing them to the Golden Girls. They did a great interview and said they'll be fine because they have Netflix and plenty of wine.
As long as they stay in quarantine together, they'll be all right.
It's real simple, man. If you have any kind of entertainment and alcohol, look, I know for a fact that tonight I'll be having a, like a FaceTime dinner with some friends, right?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so basically we're going to open our computers, sit at the end of the table, everyone grabs their booze, and we just talk as adults.
Yeah, and Taryn was kind enough to stop at Crucible Brewing. They're doing to-go growlers and everything else. We've got a couple growlers of those to take home, so thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it.
I'll be enjoying that this evening.
That's exactly mine's not going to survive the night. Along with many others. A woman at a nursing home in Massachusetts turned 100 years old the other day, and her entire family showed up at her window to sing happy birthday to her.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm sure that's exactly how she thought it was going to happen.
Man, she didn't think she was getting to 100. I mean, come on.
I mean, at 99, you kind of know. Maybe I can make it.
Nah, I don't know. I feel like at 99, you feel less certain.
Because you think, like,
I'm 99 years old, man.
I got a feeling, though, that after 95, now I'm almost pushing for it. Like, I'm trying to get to the triple digits. I've made it this far, man.
It's either that or you don't care at all.
That's fair.
Right? Either you're like, hell yeah, I'm going 100, or you're like, dude, I've been here for 95 years.
Like that gal that was like, what, 107 over in Spokane?
Yeah.
She just wanted to go to bed, take a nap. A woman in Rhode Island had to cancel her trip to Disney World. So she used Disney books and props to create her own Festival of Fantasy parade and posted the video on Twitter.
You know,
and
that's
Disney
really
sued them for copyright infringement. That's what Disney does.
That is their move.
This does not meet the standards of our
of our entertainment level, so we're going to sue you for being creative and enjoying our product.
You know, the third grade class that wanted to perform Beauty and the Beast? Hell no!
No pictures! No pictures!
In one day, 1,000 nurses and doctors in New York came out of retirement or private practice to help treat people at hospitals and fight the outbreak.
In England, they called up. They have like 65,000 retired nurses and doctors.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an order, but they were a heavy suggestion that they could step out of retirement and help out.
Nice.
Yeah, because things are going crazy.
They give them the same welcome as like when an NFL player comes out of retirement.
You know, right now they probably, I will say this, as far as that goes, man, there's a lot of things that we don't think we like, and we're all about to figure out the things that we kind of miss that we used to bitch about, right?
Right.
So, my brother, NFL official, and years ago, they had the NFL lockout. If you're a Seattle Seahawks fan, you remember, even though the NFL says they're not connected, there was the fail Mary Pass Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's some of the worst officiating you've ever seen. Again, the NFL says that that game had nothing to do with them signing a contract with the officials, but you notice the day after that game, they signed a contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my brother said, this is the first time they're introduced. So the stadiums are full. Everyone hates you. They introduced their names. They ran out of the tunnel. It's the biggest cheer they've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started booing 2 minutes later.
Man ignored lockdown in Italy, but fear not. He's got a good reason.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.